The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How long have you lived in St. Louis? Your whole life? And is there something that is just so St. Louis that you've never been to, never done before? 314-531-9898. Anyone living here their whole lives and never been to the Budweiser tour, never been to a Cardinals game, haven't been to Forest Park? Mm-hmm. What is it for you? You'd be like, you guys are never going to believe this, but I have never experienced or done something that is just so St. Louis. 314-531-9898. It's because this weekend's a big weekend here in St. Louis. It's the balloon race.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool weekend.
Glow.
And the blue glow. My wife went to Wash U, and she went and is gone, but we've never gone as a family, and I've never been. When she went to Wash U, she would go every single year, and because we've had kids, I've just heard Forest Park is crazy, and it's later at night, too, for the glow. So we've never made it to the balloon race or the glow, but I think we're going to go tonight.
Awesome,
I want to see it so bad.
We took... Sarah and I took our kids when they were really little too, and they loved it. It's so cool because you get to see all these huge, different balloons, different shapes, different sizes, different, you know, characters, and then the colors with they glow when they put the fires on.
I heard it's gorgeous.
It is really, really something special. It
really?
Is really, really neat.
I've lived in St. Louis my entire life, and not only have I never gone, I had never heard of it until this year.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, a lot, but
I don't know how I've never heard of this. But
really?
I do want to go, and I feel like I'll probably go tomorrow.
So you're going to go tomorrow. I'm going to try to go tonight. I want to see the glow, because I think the glow is cooler for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I've never been. But to me, I want to see the colors and, like, the lights and stuff like that.
And I'm sure
my daughter is, like, one, though, so she can be up way past her bed. She's going to be like, wake up, girl. Do you see these lights? They're glowing.
Yeah, and I'm sure the, you know, actual race start is neat. But as I said, you can see that driving around because it's all over St. Louis as it kind of travels from Forest Park.
AB, have you been to the Budweiser tour?
No.
Baby, are you from St. Louis for real?
I've gone there for like their Christmas lights and stuff, but I've never gone on like an actual
tour
of the place.
Your name is AB.
Your name is AB.
I know.
Really? Kevin, is there anything that you haven't done?
The one thing you've done came up, man. Right away. No, I have never been to the Limp Mansion. I've never experienced that, dined there, or been on their haunted tour.
We got to go on that. We're trying to make that happen for Halloween, that because we want to bring like ghost hunters to the Limp Mansion because they say it's like the most haunted place in St. Louis. And I want to bring like a ghost hunter and be like, no, this thing just went off. There's a real ghost that's standing next to Kevin, of course. All right, what is something that you're going to be like, guys, you're going to be surprised, but I've lived here my whole life. I lived here for 10 years, 5 years, whatever, and I've never done what? 314-531-9898. It could be an experience as well. It could be somewhere here locally in the city. Who has lived here for a ridiculous amount of time in their life, and you might be like, just surprised that I've never been where? 314-531-9898. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. For you, Abby, how long have you lived in St. Louis, and where would people surprise that you've never been?
So I've lived in St. Louis for 40 years. I moved here when I was 3. I've never been inside the Arch or down to the Limp Mansion at all.
Oh, never the Arch.
Both are pretty scary. You know, being inside the Arch is like that, like, capsule is scary.
Well, yeah, I know. My wife won't do the pod because she's afraid of that.
How does she get up? Well,
she doesn't.
Why have you never gone up the Arch? So you got to at least do it just because you got to say you did it.
Right.
Well, and I think I'm like his wife. I'm afraid to go up in there. And people say that when you get up to the top, like, yeah, it's a great view, but that you can feel it swaying, and I'm okay. I think I'd rather stay down on the ground. I can see it from an airplane.
Well, that is what's really cool about the arch. In the museum, they have an exhibit down there that lets you experience the arch without going into it, but you still have to go to the arch to experience that.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that that existed either.
Oh, that museum's amazing.
You gotta at least go to the below the arch.
Yes.
It's like a part of like...
Yes.
Yeah, you have to like give your St. Louis card back or something like that until you go below.
Well, and to redeem myself, I've sat on the stairs many times and watched many shows down there. So,
good.
I mean, I've been under the arch. I've just never been, you know, inside.
I felt like Abby got beeped at because they heard it.
Right, exactly.
Thank you for calling. Have you never been at Arch, babe? What are some other places people haven't been, Kev?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people are saying they've never been to the Arch. Somebody says they live 2 hours outside of St. Louis and have never gone to a Cardinals game.
Damn. What's wrong with you?
Several people have never been to Limp Mansion. Somebody says, please do not disown me. I have tried Emo's Pizza and I'm still not a fan.
Dang.
Get out.
Whoa, yeah. Out. Yeah.
You can't live here and not like Emo's, man.
Right.
I'm just glad they've at least tried it. Sometimes I meet some people like, I haven't had emails like, where do you get pizza? Like Pizza Hut? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, and it's such a unique taste, but it's so good. It's like, and you will, I'm telling you right now, what you'll do is you'll start going to Subway and you'll start putting provolone on your sandwiches because you like emo so much.
There you go. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.